This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, it's a Friday, February 9th, 2018, and we have an absolutely loaded broadcast today. Not only do I have stacks and stacks of news, got video clips that I got to get to, but huge news as the stock market had good returns early. It was, the Dow was up, everything was up early, and then right about 9:30, it started sliding, then into 10 o'clock, and now it is about, what are we at, about 150 down right now on the Dow today, so we'll be continuing to monitor that. At this rate, it looks like it could be the worst week for the Dow in, I think, about 20 years was the number, so we'll continue to monitor that. You've got new news breaking on Russian collusion. No, not Donald Trump. No, not Carter Page. No, not Paul Manafort. No, not Roger Stone. No, not anyone here at InfoWars, but actually the Democrats. That's right. As well as all other kinds of news, they're still freaking out about the military parade. But Rand Paul was speaking on the floor last night to delay a vote because he didn't want the bill to get passed. So the government got shut down. Then the bill passed this morning, and the government is reopened. But after Rand Paul gave his speech, multiple people came out, including a GOP lawmaker, including Bette Midler. The story is on InfoWars.com. Bette Midler jokes about Rand Paul being violently assassinated. GOP lawmaker after shutdown. It's easy to understand why Rand Paul's neighbor was so annoyed. Why do people hate Rand Paul so much? Let's go to his speech from last night and figure out, why do people hate him so much?
On a bill that will add $1.5 trillion to the debt over the next 10 years. This is a large amount of money and something that we should be very wary of. This is in addition already running debt of nearly $1 trillion. So we're adding a couple hundred extra billion dollars a year.
This man wants to do something about the national debt.
Country and a Congress.
He ought to be beaten.
Already recklessly let spending get out of control. The bill is nearly 700 pages. It was given to us at midnight last night, and I would venture to say no one has read the bill. No one can thoroughly digest a 700.
Well, we have to pass it to know what's in it. That's what Nancy Pelosi told me.
And I do think
we'll be hearing from that dingbat later.
We really, really ought to talk about and how we should pay for them. One of the things this bill does.
Gosh, listen to this crazed lunatic. Wants to balance a budget.
Over a 2-year
period. Wants to do something about national debt? What is wrong with this individual? Shut him down.
Does that sound like a large amount? Anybody at home getting a bonus or an increase in your paycheck of 21%? And yet your government's going to spend 21% more without really having a full debate, without having amendments. The exchange you just watched was me asking to have a 15-minute vote. I've been asking all day. I've been asking all week for it. We could have literally had dozens of votes today, but we squabble because people don't want to be put on the spot. So the reason I'm here tonight is to put people on the spot. I want people to feel uncomfortable. I want them to have to answer people at home who said, how come you were against President Obama's deficits, and then how come you're for Republican deficits? Isn't that the very definition of intellectual dishonesty? If you were against President Obama's deficit...
Wow, look at this man. A man with principle.
Deficits, isn't that the very...
A man who stands for something.
...of hypocrisy.
A man who's consistent. Unbelievable.
People need to be made aware.
Bette Midler wants him violently assaulted.
Answer people from home, and they need to answer this debate. We should have a full-throated debate. My amendment says this simply. We should obey the budget caps. What are budget caps? These are...
Oh, my gosh. So there's Rand Paul. You can pull him down, guys. There's Rand Paul saying, hey, look, you know, I complained about debt when it was Obama. I'm going to complain about the debt when it's Trump. And then Charlie Dent, a Republican from Pennsylvania, says he understands why Rand Paul was attacked by his neighbor. And then Bette Midler says, where's Rand Paul's neighbor when we need him? a man in government has principle. How dare he be consistent? Somebody beat him up.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
We are blasting through time and space here at InfoWars.com. It is Friday, February 9th, 2018. Filling in for Alex today, I'm Owen Schroyer. We will be hearing from Alex, though, at some point along this live broadcast spectacular today. We've got Matt Bracken joining me at 12:30 Central. Dr. Jerry Corsi joins me at 1 o'clock Central. And I've got stacks of news, all kinds of clips, everything to get to as we are getting a more clearer picture of some of the intrigue involving the Me Too movement, some of the intrigue in the White House. And we're going to be talking about some of that today in the opening segment, if you heard that. You've got GOP lawmakers saying that they understand why Rand Paul got assaulted by his neighbor. Bette Midler says, where is Rand Paul's neighbor when we need him? Insinuating that he needs to come out onto the floor of Congress and beat Rand Paul up because he's giving a speech right now about the national debt that just continues to rise, that the Republicans just signed a 2-year funding bill that will increase the debt. What are you going to do, you know? What are you going to do? So you've got all of that going on. Government shut down last night. Government reopened today. Stock market up this morning. Now it's down currently. We'll be monitoring that. But how about the Russian collusion? We are now down over 200 on the Dow. So it is seeing fierce drops really ever since about 9:30 a.m. this morning when it was on the rise. But how about Russian collusion? Man, there sure is a lot of it, isn't there? Except it's not from Donald Trump or the Republicans. It's from Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. Now, this is the story is Mark Warner is texting with Russian oligarchs in effort to contact Christopher Steele about the dossier. And that is being called Steele's back channel to the Democrat senator was a lobbyist for Russia's foreign minister. So you've got Mark Warner communicating with Russians about the dossier, which was meant to influence the 2016 election. You've got Christopher Steele, who was paid for through a conduit Fusion GPS by Hillary Clinton to make up the fake dossier. So you've got the Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton colluding with Russians via Christopher Steele. Where do you think they got the intel on the dossier? Wasn't that used to influence the election? Hillary Clinton colluded with Russians to influence the election. Then you've got Mark Warner texting with Russians, colluding with Russians about the dossier that was meant to influence the election. So we flash back, though. Because the Democrats are really hypocritical. Unlike Rand Paul, who says, I complained about increasing the debt when it was a Republican. I complained about increasing the debt when it was a Democrat. I'm complaining about it now because this isn't good. We need to have a conversation. The bill passed anyway. But here is Mark Warner, not consistent, total double standard, total hypocrite, on Fox News, saying he doesn't know anyone that would ever take a meeting with Russians.
I think that the president, frankly, I can't believe what he's saying. And here was in black and white an email that said...
Did this guy just get back from a Cypress Hill concert?
Lawyer, acting as an agent of the Russian government. And this is part of the Russian government's effort then-candidate Trump and to discredit Clinton. I don't know anybody, Democrat or Republican, that would take that kind of meeting with not only a foreign government, but a foreign adversary, and frankly, a government that we've learned was trying to hack into our whole electoral process, and frankly, fairly successfully, was able to interfere.
Wow. A lot of claims there back in the day from Mark Warner. None of them ended up being true. Not even a single one. And then he gets caught colluding with Russians. Wow. We're all shocked. Oh, Donald Trump is just trying to discredit Hillary Clinton with these fake attacks. Wait. Hillary Clinton paid for a fake dossier. Why is it even called a dossier? It's a work of fiction. It's made up. It never happened. It never existed. It's a woozy. And they use that to try to influence the election. They use that to allow Hillary Clinton to spy on President Obama. Then, in a whole... That is a ballpark in and of itself. Then you have an entirely different ballpark with Hillary Clinton's email scandal being dropped by the FBI, the investigation. President Obama wanting to know everything about the investigation. Why? Because he was involved. Because he knew. Because he was emailing that private server. Now you understand why Obama lawyered up. Now you understand why Obama didn't mind the Department of Justice and the FBI letting Hillary Clinton off, writing her off before the investigation ever happened. Oh, now you get it. That's right. So here's Matt Gaetz, though, from last night on Sean Hannity, saying exactly what everyone with a working brain, with a soul, with a conscience is thinking right now in America.
The real question is whether or not there's going to be any consequences, because the Clintons, for decades, are used to having a different standard of justice applied to them than is applied to the rest of the American people. That's why I filed legislation with countless other conservative colleagues like Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan and Todd Rokita, calling for a second special counsel to look into the Clinton Foundation and Uranium One, because, I mean, we can't have Mueller investigate. He should have raised an objection. We can't have Rosenstein investigate, because we've already seen the extent to which he's tied up in a lot of these facts, and Jeff Sessions has recused himself. So the only way this doesn't become the next Benghazi, where we stir up a bunch of facts but then let the Clintons off the hook, is to appoint a special counsel, and we need our attorney general to do that.
Well, there you go. Saying what everybody is thinking. Why isn't Hillary Clinton's ass in jail? Why hasn't Hillary Clinton been hauled in front of a grand jury? Why is it? Here you go. And this is why Chuck Grassley is so smart. Because he realizes that Christopher Steele is the one that needs to talk right now. What communication did Christopher Steele have with any of the following individuals? Hillary Clinton, Sidney Blumenthal, Barack Obama, before he wrote the fake dossier. Who were Christopher Steele's sources in Russia that he used to make up the fake dossier? Did those sources even exist? We're just going about what they're saying. This is their story. Steele's got five sources, one of them domestically, at least three in Russia that were working for the Russian government. Who were they? And how is it that we live in a time that is not the Twilight Zone, but is reality? If you understand this, you understand everything. Why did they say Trump colluded with Russia? Because they colluded with Russia. Why do they say Trump is some sort of pervert that abuses people? Because they're perverts that abuse people. Why do they say that Donald Trump is a racist? Because they're racists. And I got stacks of news proving all of that. Notice how they still have nothing to prove Donald Trump as any of the accusations they make against him. Zero. This is just one day's worth of news where I prove everything about them that they accuse Trump of being. But so what do? They collude with the Russians to influence the 2016 election. How do they do it? They pay Christopher Steele to make up a story about Donald Trump. He sources and cites at least three Russians that work for the Russian government to do that for that information. So what do you call that? Do you call that Hillary Clinton colluding with foreign intelligence assets, including Russian foreign intelligence assets, to influence the 2016 election? And then what do you call it when it's well known that's what went down, and then the FISA court, with the FBI and the DOJ signature, uses that fake document to spy on American citizens? You know what you call that? Treason. Hangable.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about.
So here we are, and we will be joined by Alex Jones at noon here in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. You know, Rob Reiner is a bit of a nutcase. He also likes to eat a lot of nuts. And pretty much anything you put in front of him. But he is actually kind of telling the truth about something. He's a little confused about the issues, as liberals are right now. And we just say liberals. These people aren't actually liberals. They're brainwashed minions. But he's talking about the Civil War, how they're actually fighting the Civil War against Trump. So he's kind of right. There is a bit of a Civil War right now, but the bad guys are the people that are against Trump. That's the establishment. That's the globalists. That's the anti-Americans. Those are the racists. Those are the eugenicists. Those are the fake news media. And that's who Rob Reiner has teamed up with here. So they're admitting, like, yeah, Trump is our enemy. We're trying to take him out. We're trying to ignite civil war. We're trying to take down the Republicans, the conservatives, you know, fight him in the streets, fight him in Congress, fight him everywhere, kill Trump. It's all good. This is our civil war. So here's Rob Reiner, fresh off the buffet, saying, we are fighting our last battle of the Civil War.
But then he gets into office, and there are good people on both sides in Charlottesville, and there are people coming from countries, and it goes on, and you see the
people going on with Rob Reiner
hires that are in his administration, and we see that this now becomes the last battle of the Civil War.
Can Rob make it?
And we're fighting it right now. And we're going to win.
Oh.
We're going to win. But we thought we were on this glide path. We've been dragged back. And we're going to win. Because if we
Once he butters
win,
himself out of that limo, he's
of
going
what
to win.
This country started as, which is we are all one. We are all created equal. That promise will not be realized.
Wonderful.
Unless we can overcome what has happened in this last election, and I know
we
will.
Oh, it's been terrible. Oh, what's happened in this last election? Look at the economy. Look at the jobs growth. Look at the, it's so bad. I mean, I've got a story today that illegal border crossings are down. I mean, who would want that? Why? Why are illegal border crossings down? This is terrible. Why is manufacturing coming back to America? I thought America was going to be crushed. I thought those racists were going to die. Now they get jobs back. Unemployment's down. Welfare's down. Do something about it, Rob. Start a civil war, Rob. Start a civil war, Rob. Help me defeat America. I can't stand it. I can't stand these repatriation fees from Apple and all these companies. Billions of dollars. It's just horrible. People chanting USA on the Hill of Congress during the State of the Union, people would dare chant USA. Don't they know how offensive that is? Oh. Once Rob Reiner finishes up at the buffet and butters himself out of his limo, he's going to lead us. He's going to lead us to victory in the Civil War. Rob Reiner. He's the one. Yes. Rob Reiner. No, maybe it's not Rob Reiner. Maybe it's psycho Keith Olbermann. No, it's not Keith Olbermann. He quit. Maybe it's psycho Joe Scarborough. Nope, it's not him. Maybe it's Lena Dunham. Is it Lena Dunham? No, it's not Lena Dunham. Maybe it's Stephen Colbert. No, it's not Stephen Colbert. No, it's none of those people. No, none of those people are leaders of a movement. None of those people are leaders of a revolution. No, they're leaders of soul-sucked, brainwashed minions. You know who is leading a revolution, though? President Donald Trump. And you'll notice how different things are today. Unless you're asleep. Nobody used to monitor the stock market, at least on a wide national scale like they do today. It used to be Fox Business was the only thing that would monitor the stock market all day long. Now Fox News does it too. That's different. That's new. That's people paying attention to the economy, people paying attention to the stock market, not because they're interested because they have financial interest, but because they want to know about America. They want to know about America's regrowth. They want to know about the boom that's happening in America right now. They're curious. They're looking at the results. They're seeing what Trump has created. They're seeing it in its infancy, and they're saying, okay, he's pulling all these regulations. He's changing foreign policy. He's ending political correctness. He's fulfilling his promises. That's unheard of as far as the president is concerned, fulfilling promises from the campaign. I mean, how often do you have that happen other than never? So they're kind of watching, and they're curious. All right, what's going on here? All right, manufacturing coming back, welfare going down, food stamps usage going down, repatriation fees, we get tax cuts, people are getting bonuses. Wages are going up, not because somebody wrote a law, but because we cut the taxes. And Trump is making deals with these companies, and he's calling them, and he's on the phone all day, all night, making deals, cutting deals, getting manufacturing back, cutting taxes. And then Rob Reiner and Stephen Colbert and the rest of this anti-American, low-life, libtard filth is going to tell you you're having a civil war, a revolutionary war against yourself. In no other world other than the Twilight Zone can you convince a group of people that they are fighting a war for the good against their own self-interest, except here in America. You want to fight the civil war? Destroy America. But I'm an American. Well, you're a racist. And that's their logic. And that's what you get from the entertainment industry in Hollywood. That's what you get from the liberal higher education system at the universities. That's what you get when you're dumbed down by all the chemicals in the water and the food, and then you can't even think for yourself. And then you believe someone like Stephen Colbert, who came out with a new cartoon. We'll be playing that later. But check out this study. Study finds, releases this study, astonishing number of viruses float down on us from the sky. The study carried out by researchers in the U.S., Canada, and Spain is the first of its kind to confirm viruses are being swept up into the free troposphere and below the stratosphere. And then they are coming down in tiny particles on top of our heads, essentially, raining down on us. Now, I'm telling you this because at InfoWarsStore.com, we've got air filters. Now, you've probably heard about this deadly flu virus that's going around, which is not actually the flu. It's some superbug. They don't even know what it is. People are having to have amputated legs over it. People are dying because of it. Young people are dying because of it. Well, you need an air filter, folks. You need to filter your air. You've got all of these airborne bacteria, all of these airborne viruses. Now you've got this new study saying that they're literally falling on us from the sky. Why would you not be filtering your air in your home? Why would you not have an air filter in your house? Guys, pull up the InfoWars store right now. We've got the Alexa Pure Breeze at InfoWarsStore.com. Oh, my gosh. I'm terrible. It's out of stock. Wow. Look at this, though. 4.9-star reviews. 4.9-star, almost 500 reviews. So now you got to get on the waiting list. But, folks, you need to get this. This is why it's sold out, because it's so good, it's so effective, and people realize they need to start filtering their air because everybody's getting sick. So go to InfoWars.com. Since we're out of that, get on the waiting list. Get the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the drink mix for every morning. It's got plenty of vitamin C in there. It's a good way to build your immune system to fight these diseases. InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product in InfoWars. InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Here's some headlines for you. Attempted illegal entries on Mexican border drop in January. Well, that's good news. They've kind of gone up and down, but overall they've definitely dropped since Trump was elected. That's what we elected him for. That's what we have a country for. That's what we have borders for. And then Mattis, Mad Dog Mattis, says immigrant service members won't face deportation. You know, I'm really getting irritated about this. This statement is inherently factual. You shouldn't have to make this statement. You shouldn't have to say that immigrant service members won't face deportation. Why are we losing the intellectual battle of lexicon and vernacular with these people? We should be crushing them on this front. Immigrant service members won't face deportation. immigrants won't face deportation. Why do we refuse to address this as it should be? Why do we conservatives, why do we, whatever you want to clarify us as, Trumpists, righties, whatever, I don't care. Why do we not get this battle? Why do we not dominate this battle? Illegal immigrants. So is Mattis saying illegal immigrant service members won't face deportation? Because immigrant service members should have never faced deportation to begin with. If you're an immigrant, you followed the law and you are a citizen here. I'm just really not understanding this. What are you guys showing me here? The crew has pulled something up here. Legal immigration versus illegal immigration. This is a book. This is a book intended for grades 6 to 8. No, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, this is so common. This is such common sense. Like, why do we lose this battle? Legal immigration versus illegal immigration. You don't even need a textbook. So why does Defense Secretary Mattis say immigrant service members won't face deportation? That's a given. That should be a given. Why are we losing this battle? Because Democrats are lying. Because fake liberals, libtards, are lying to you. They're telling you Trump wants to deport immigrants. That is a lie. It's not immigrants. It's illegal immigrants. And when Mattis and others make comments like this, this gives them a victory. We cannot give them victory. Immigrants will not be deported. U.S. citizens do not get deported. If you follow the law and came here legally and are an immigrant, nobody wants to deport you. Nobody's anti-immigrant. We're pro-immigrant. We're anti-illegal immigration. Please, conservatives, everyone in right-wing media, whatever you want to call it, Trump supporters, we need to stop losing this battle of vernacular. Do not let Democrats win this battle of lexicon and just group illegal immigrants and immigrants together in the same class. They are not. That is anti-immigrant. To put illegal immigrants in the same class of people as immigrants is anti-immigrant. That's the Democrats. So that's how we need to approach this in the future. Meanwhile, you know, Nancy Pelosi, nobody knows how she did it. But miracles happen, folks, and Nancy Pelosi went 8 straight hours on the floor. A 1 minute, Maxine Waters gave her 1 minute. Maxine Waters, she's like, oh, it was the best 1 minute ever that I could have given to Nancy Pelosi. So then Nancy Pelosi goes on for 8 hours. I mean, you can only imagine the gold in there. Here's some of it. Nancy Pelosi, first she's going to show how racist she is, and then she just has vomit at the mouth at the end of this. She can't even make sense. So here's Nancy Pelosi, part of one of the great memories from her 8-hour speech.
I'm reminded of my own grandson. He's
Is he a dreamer?
Irish, English, whatever, and Italian-American. He's the mix.
All right, pause it right there. Pause it right there. Like, let me explain. This is actually key. Because Nancy Pelosi is actually pretty smart. I'll give her credit. She is smart when it comes to this. She still has a little brain function when it comes to this. What does she mean there? She's actually saying white. My grandson is white. But she won't say it. Because they've already been outed as anti-white racists. So they know not to say white anymore. So they say, oh, you know, he's a mix of Irish, Italian. No, he's white. That's what she's saying. My grandson is white. So just understand, she's just using all of this language to confuse you and disorient you. What she's saying is, my grandson is white. Now, finish this clip.
The other side of the family, shall we say.
He looks white. Here, pause it. That's what she's saying. She's saying, you know, because she's Italian, and apparently she's not a fan of her own heritage, where they've ended Columbus Day in San Francisco and California. You know, the Italians over there. So, but she's saying, he's Irish, he's English, he's got a little Italian, but he looks white. He's a whitey. He's a white boy. Okay? Yeah, so she won't say it. That's what she's saying, though. It's key to understand. She's saying, my grandson is white. All right, now she can finish.
Sixth birthday, he had a very close friend. His name is Antonio, who's from Guatemala. And he has beautiful tan skin, beautiful brown eyes. And
a little creepy.
And this was such a proud day for me, because when my grandson blew out the candles on his cake, they said, did you make a wish? And he said, yes, I made a wish. He said, well, what is your wish? He said, I wish I had brown skin and brown eyes like Antonio.
Pause it right there. Now, why is she so proud of this? What is she saying here? Did she train her grandchild to be a racist against his own white skin? Imagine that is, what's the Mad Hatter, Barbara Jackson Lee or something? What's the Mad Hatter's name, guys? Frederica Jackson Lee or something? You know who I'm talking about. Sheila Jackson Lee, thank you. Imagine Sheila Jackson Lee giving the same speech saying, my grandchild, who's, you know, African-American, and he was at his fourth birthday, and his white friend was, or his English-Italian-Irish friend was at the party, and his beautiful white skin and blue eyes, and my grandson made a wish, and I said, what did you wish for? And my grandson said, oh, I wish I had beautiful white skin like my friend Peter. Now, can you imagine? First of all, that would never happen. But can you imagine if that was the optics and the situation here? So here's Nancy Pelosi saying, oh, look at this. It's all about being beautiful with your brown skin and regretting that you're white and wishing that you weren't white and wishing that you were tan. What is wrong with this woman? Indoctrinated. Can you imagine how messed up these kids' minds are when they get to college? They've been told their whole life that white is bad, they're bad, America's bad. No wonder they say death to America on the streets. No wonder they're protesting against the growth of America. No wonder they hate President Trump. They've been lied to and tricked and indoctrinated their whole lives into hating themselves. Finish with Pelosi.
So beautiful.
No, it's so beautiful, isn't it?
The beauty is in the mix.
Now listen to how she just vomits at the mouth here at the end.
It is all American, and that
all American
has many versions. Cock long skull.
What?
None of my friends from my hometown know. He's my parents raised me to be gritty, never to complain or take offense. I didn't want to have a victim mentality.
Okay, all right, you get it. After that, she really struggled. I think her dentures may have fallen out or something. She needed to get the get the old dentures fixed. But now here's Chris Matthews. Listen to Chris Matthews on MSNBC. Listen to his response to this.
Let me tell you. I will reserve.
Oh, tell me, Chris.
Picking out somebody from one of the coasts, usually ethnic, and making them the poster person of the Democratic Party is old business for the Republicans. They did it with...
We're making her the poster of the Democrat Party.
The Bronx back in the 40s, they did it with Bella Abzug from West Side of New York City. They did it after Tip O'Neill, they did it after Teddy. Now they're doing it after Teddy Kaine. Now they do it after Nancy Pelosi. They love to get an ethnic sort of person from one of the coasts and make them the bad person.
That didn't make sense. So now Nancy Pelosi is considered an ethnic person from the coast, and that is our target, to target ethnic people from the coast. And we made Nancy Pelosi a poster child for the Democrats. No, you did that. And Nancy Pelosi just admitted in her own speech she hates her own white skin. Oh, but leave it to Chris Matthews and MSNBC to tell you the opposite of the truth. That's what they're the best at.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, we are in a civil war. A civil war of humanity, of truth versus lies, of real information versus misinformation. And you are at the tip of the spear right here on the Alex Jones Show and InfoWars.com. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex today. We will be joined by Alex coming up here shortly. And folks, you make everything possible at InfoWarsStore.com. Why InfoWars is so rare and why we can come on here and be the cutting edge and go with the stories that others are afraid to go with and not have people behind us telling us what we can and can't cover is because we're funded by you. Not other interests out there like big pharmaceutical companies or big banks or other people where other media gets their funding. We get our funding directly from you. And we make it easy on you because we sell you great products. We don't just ask for a handout. We give you a great product, and that's how we ask you to support us. So right now, you must take advantage of Cellforce at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 53% off. It's over 50% off. It's 53% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is a powerful product. We can actually make some scientific claims about this that you can find on the website.
But it you know, it helps with the aging process. It helps with your telomeres. You're starting to hear more and learn more about telomeres. This is the product to help that process, and it's 53% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me read some of these reviews, five-star reviews. Yeah, you know, they want to try to insult our products, but what are you going to do when everybody that tries it goes and leaves a review and it's always five stars? So here's a five-star review for CellForce. Wow, wow, and wow. Thank you, InfoWars. I've been taking this product all week. I am feeling better than I have in years. I am up early. I think clearly. And my body just feels energized. I studied these ingredients, and this formula is by far a total winner. I love many of InfoWars products, but this is going to be my staple from now on. That is from Mike in Florida. Glad that you enjoyed it, Mike. Let's go to this review from Vincent in Houston. Start running again. I have not run in a while, about a year. After taking this product, my cardio system feels like I haven't stopped training, and running feels like a breeze. This product is truly amazing. You will feel and notice tremendous difference in your life after a week or two of constant use, just like Alex said it would. Let's go to one more review here from Molly in Arkansas. Never knew what I was missing. I take Red Pill, MycoZX, and Floralife, some of our other great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Never knew how much better I could feel. Usually feel bloated, but not now. We'll be trying more of your products. Thanks for telling the truth and letting us know how far down the rabbit hole we were for the last 30 years. InfoWars, 30 years from now's news today at InfoWars.com. CellForce at InfoWarsStore.com, 53% off. Take advantage of that special. Check out the reviews. Check out the science behind it. Check out the ingredients, and you will know why it's so highly rated and how we're able to fund ourselves with these great products. And part of what we do here at InfoWars to be active and engaged and get our audience active and engaged, which we have the most active and engaged audience out there, which you can see in proof when we have challenges like the Bill Clinton is a rapist challenge, CNN is fake news challenge, and then we get this huge support, this huge draw of people interested in it. And right now we've got the Patriot challenge. So this actually, to my surprise, has not gotten as much attention. There's my first Patriot challenge. I was reading from the Nunes memo on the steps of the state capitol building in Austin. I was trying to alert the people that there's been treason at the highest levels of government. So that was part of my Patriot challenge. I then handed out 50 Nunes memos on the state capitol. So that was just my Patriot challenge. But I've gotten some of these back. I've been put in charge of monitoring this, which means that I guess I can't give the top prize to myself of $10,000, even though right now I have to say none of the Info Warriors have beaten my Patriot Challenge. So I'm laying down the gauntlet for the Patriot Challenge. $10,000 first prize, $5,000 second prize, $1,000 third prize. Folks, this is all about letting your fellow Americans know that you're a patriot and that you're proud to be a patriot. And it's the whole reason why I wanted to do this, A, was because I think it's time for we the people to start calling out this treason at the highest levels of government from the top of the mountain. I mean, we have to force this home. We've caught them red-handed, just like Trump said. But this is about patriots and Americans no longer being afraid to share their opinion, no longer being afraid to say, I love America, no longer being afraid to stand up in front of their family and friends on the steps of a Capitol building, whatever it is, and say, I love America, I'm a proud patriot, and I'm going to stand up for this country, I'm going to stand up for veterans, I'm going to stand up for the anthem, I'm going to be proud of my flag, I'm going to be proud of my heritage. That's what this is about. No longer being intimidated by the violent left, no longer being intimidated by the radical left into suppressing your conservative views, suppressing your pro-American views, suppressing your support of Trump. That's what this is about. It's about taking the culture back. Oh, they're allowed to do a mannequin challenge, and that goes viral all over, you know, professional sports teams. You can do an ice bucket challenge, and all the celebrities want to do the ice bucket challenge. Hell, you can even do a Tide Pod challenge. You can eat laundry detergent, and it goes viral. Well, why can't we have a Patriot Challenge go viral? Why can't the Patriot Challenge go massively viral? So that's what Alex Jones wants to do. That's why he laid out the prize, and that's why I went on the streets of Austin, Texas, and laid down the gauntlet. So, folks, hey, guys, pull up the rules page, if you can, at InfoWars.com here. We've got a rule page. If you're interested in this, there's a rules page. at Infowars.com, breaking down the rules. Basically, you have to send your link to your submission, whatever it is, a video of you doing something, a video of you singing, whatever it is, be creative. Some people have submitted poems. Some people have submitted art. Those are probably be tougher to win. I think since I'm judging this, I'll tell you what I'm looking for. People who are willing to go out in public and make a statement in front of people saying, I love America, or go out in public and draw attention to the fact that we have treason at the highest levels of our government under the Obama administration. In fact, even probably in the office of president. But yes, at the FBI, yes, at the DOJ. So there's the rules, Patriot Challenge rules. You must email your entry to contest@infowars.com with hashtag Patriot Challenge or Patriot Challenge in the subject line. You email it to contest@infowars.com with Patriot Challenge in the subject line. You have to mention InfoWars Patriot Challenge in your entry, or if it's art or whatever, have hashtag Patriot Challenge and InfoWars logo or bug. And then once you do that, I will review it. I've got about 20 or 30 of them so far, and I've only got three right now that I've even deemed worthy of being looked at for any awards, any of the cash prizes. So that means this is wide open, folks. The Patriot Challenge is wide open for your entry. So I'm telling you, here's what I'm looking for. I really want people to go out on the streets and try to alert their fellow Americans to treason at the highest levels of government. Because that's the most powerful video you can get. And that's what we want. But if you want to do something else, like sing the national anthem, you know, read a poem at school, whatever it is, I don't know, get creative. Think about it for yourself. Again, what I did for my first one was I just went to the steps of the Capitol building and with my bullhorn and was talking about treason at the highest levels of government. The next day I went out and I handed out 50 Nunes memos. So again, get creative. What compels you? Go decorate a war memorial. Talk about how important it is that we have people that are willing to put their lives on the line just for the ideals of freedom in this country. So that is the hashtag Patriot Challenge. We want it to go viral. We want people to be proud to be Americans. No longer should we the people be oppressed and feel that our views are suppressed because of the threat of violence. And that's what the radical left has done. They've used the threat of violence. They've used their liberal media complex, their Democrat media complex, to suppress our views and intimidate us out of our views. Well, I'm done with it. I'm not going to be intimidated because you got a bunch of foaming at the mouth, fake liberals, minions of the Democrat Party like this goon that want me to shut up and all their brainwashed zombies in the streets. No, no, I'm done being intimidated by these people. I'm done being attacked by these people. I'm a good person. We are good people and we love our country and we want a future. Why do we have to shut up? Why do we have to stand down? So that's what the Patriot Challenge is all about. Standing up, not standing down, standing in the face of the violent left, standing in the face of the radical left, standing in the face of the Democrat media complex that wants to shut us down and intimidate us out of free speech. So that's the Patriot Challenge. Submit your entry to contest@infowars.com. Right now it's wide open, folks. This contest lasts till the end of February. The end of February is as long as you have. So when we come back, it's the Alex Jones Show, and I'm going to be joined by Alex Jones himself. Don't go anywhere.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.